Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And Daryl covers everything there is to cover for us right here at The Fan. And has been all over all of the stadium coverage. He's done a great job with that. We're going to get to that in a second. D, first of all, Browns make a move today. The big move isn't bringing back Andre Schmidt as a kicker to compete with Dustin Hopkins. But it is releasing Obo Okoronkwo. That's interesting. Your thought was what when you heard?
Not surprising. I mean, look, this is a year of seeing what you got. And, Alex Wright, guys like him, and Isaiah McGuire, and Joey Tryon-Shoyinka, and, this is an opportunity for some of these younger unknown guys to be able to get out there and show what they can do, most notably for McGuire and Wright. I kind of feel like this is a big year for both of those players. Also, too, keep in mind, final year of the contract, so you're able to save a little in that regard. But like it wasn't stunning news to me by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, let's get into the nitty gritty. You've been all over this on 92.3thefan.com. If you want to read any of Daryl's coverage, it has been outstanding up there. All right, Daryl, let's start with. And speak slowly and feel free to use puppets and no words over three syllables, okay? Because I'm a very, very not bright man. What happened yesterday in the House and the Senate, and what are the ramifications for the Brown Stadium?
Well, actually, it started early Wednesday morning, and that was with not only the inclusion of the Senate plan, to go with that, to provide the $600 million in funding and create a $1.7 billion, sports and entertainment and culture fund using unused or unclaimed property funds that the state has been hanging on to. That account nearing $5 billion in size. So they basically set aside the oldest of the old money that's been lingering around and collecting dust. So if you still have unclaimed funds, you can file for that. But the most important thing that happened was they tweaked the language in the Modell law to change a couple of words. And basically, in taxpayer support facility in the state of Ohio or within the state, to basically get to the nitty gritty and clarify the spirit of the Modell law, which was to prevent teams from leaving their respective markets and leaving the state of Ohio. And so basically what that did was it poured a cold bucket of water on the city of Cleveland's lawsuit against the Cleveland Browns for wanting to relocate 12 miles from downtown Cleveland and less than a mile outside the city limits and build across from Hopkins Airport in Brook Park. So that was the most significant thing. And then once the conference committee revealed its final budget, both the House and the Senate voted and approved the House budget. Now, that was a straight up or down vote. No more additions and subtractions and negotiations and things like that, because all that got done with the conference committee. So the budget now awaits the governor's signature. And my understanding is that Mike DeWine will not line item veto the Browns funding or the adjustment to the Modell law. So the Browns, in fact, are going to get $600 million for the Brook Park enclosed stadium.
Daryl Ryder joining us. With the Modell law, does the state legislature have the power to do that? Or can that now be challenged by the city of Cleveland if the city of Cleveland cares to challenge that in court?
The legislature has the power. They write the laws. So I'm not trying to be condescending there.
No, is it a state law? Is it a local law?
No, it is a state law. And the Modell law, the origination of it was 1996, the summer of 96, after the original Browns relocated to Baltimore. They came up with this law that basically forbade teams from relocating if you were in a building that was supported by taxpayer dollars. And so the legislature, to clear up any problems with this particular situation between the Browns and the city of Cleveland, said, well, let's just tweak a couple of words within the law and go ahead and change that to within the state. Now, the biggest impact is actually not with the Cleveland Browns. This really affects the Cincinnati Bengals, because now Kentucky, which is right across the river from Cincinnati, Kentucky can't compete for them now. And so
in theory,
well, in theory, cause like right now, and I mentioned this with, Ken Carmen and Jason Lloyd this morning, right now, the state of Missouri is competing with the state of Kansas for the Kansas City Chiefs and Kansas City Royals.
Right.
So, yeah, so this makes the Bengals hop in the state line a lot more difficult. My understanding is they're going to get things worked out with Hamilton County down there, and you know it's not going to be an issue. But, yeah, them tweaking that law basically ends any claim that the city of Cleveland has against the Browns going forward, and frees them up to go ahead and pursue this project in Brook Park full steam ahead.
Does the city have any recourse? Could the city pursue it legally, that's an unlawful changing of a law, Daryl?
No, because, this happens all the time. I mean, you can sit there and cry and say, oh, they did this in the dead of night and snuck it into the budget bill. Do you know how much nonsense gets snuck into budget bills, both at the state and the national level, that have really nothing to do with a budget? Happens all the time. So... no, there really is not going to be any legal recourse for the city of Cleveland. So tough day for Justin Bibb, tough day for Chris Ronay. Tissues for all.
All right. Can I take you down conspiracy theory corner for a second?
Yeah, why not?
What's to stop the Brown family from not getting what they want from the city and going, forget it, we're moving to Columbus?
Well, that's a whole nother thing. Mike Florio raised that in his aggregation post yesterday, that, you know, maybe that becomes a possibility. I don't see that happening. Based on folks I've talked, conversations I've had with folks in Cincinnati, Bengals going to stay put. They've got plans for the stadium. They were late to the party this time around to actually get an earmark from the state.
No, however, Mike Brown, no, get out.
Well, however, written within the $600 million that's going to the Browns, they also pulled out an additional $400 million for, quote, qualifying projects, end quote, to be dispersed next year. So that could be the Bengals. That could be the Columbus Blue Jackets, who just announced a $400 million makeover of Nationwide Arena in Columbus. The Bengals ask, I believe, is around $385 million. However, there's a chance that might have changed. But they can go now through this process, because there's this $1.1 billion in remaining funds for stadium construction projects left over, thanks to this budget. They can go next year to the state and make their formal request and get their funds.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's been all over all of the stadium stuff. What's now left, Daryl? What's left to happen here before construction begins?
Yeah, well, the Browns are going to close this week on the property officially, the 176 acres bordering Snow and Engel Roads in Brook Park. So that will officially become their land. Then you have, I think, some of the minutia related to who actually is going to own this building once it's built. Brook Park, they got to finalize the bonding there. Brook Park's got to come up with $422 million in bonds. We already know the county has elected not to participate, so the Browns are finalizing their private solve for that, which is about an additional $178 million that the team is going to pick up there. We just get through the, maybe the final reveal of what this thing's going to look like. We've seen the photos and the sizzle reel and things like that. Getting everything finalized with the city of Brook Park so they can get shovels in the ground either in, February or March of next year to get, they got to dig a pit. I recommend lots of sump pumps. They got to go 80 feet in the ground for this thing. And that's going to take them about 6 months to do before they can even start laying the foundation for it. But it will be ready to open in August of 2029, along with phase one of the mixed-use development.
I think a lot of folks now will start looking a little more closely. And, Daryl, this is going to be like Ford Field, where you walk in on street level and go down into your seats, correct, for the most part?
Well, this is going to be more like SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, where that the street level is going to be the upper deck. Everything else is going to be built into the ground, and Hopkins Airport, obviously, is a big reason why. The Browns are really smart in how they went about the design of this. They have already received FAA approval, so they don't have to go through that bureaucracy now. Like, that's all, the FAA has already signed off on the construction of the buildings and the complex, as well as, you know, the height restrictions related to being too close to runways. So they've already gotten through that red tape. They have been working with the city of Brook Park on the actual plans, the blueprints, and things like that. So they're pretty close to ready to go with this thing. And so now, like I said, it's dealing with some of the minutia. Two dominoes falling yesterday, the Modell law adjustment and the fact that they're going to get the $600 million from the state was very, very significant to push this project full steam ahead.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, joining us on the Thrumstick Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And, of course, all of Daryl's times that he joins us are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I'm more than anything, Daryl, I know this is sounding funny because we've been leading up to this for, I don't know, Jeff, what, you've been on here 13 years?
I do believe that's correct.
Yeah, 13 years in the making. I still can't believe that this is going to end up being rubber stamped, signed, and good to go, and we're putting shovels in the ground, and we're actually talking about the Browns getting a domed stadium in Cleveland, Ohio. Like, that or Brook Park, Ohio. Sorry.
Close enough.
What's interesting is, Chris Ronan and Justin Bibb would be delighted to hear that this is being done in Cleveland. But no, what's interesting is I said about a decade ago that this is what the Browns needed to do. They needed to build a dome. They needed to do that in Brook Park on that land where the old Ford plant was. It's the perfect spot. Two interstates there. It's going to be a lot easier to get it in. Of course, there's going to be traffic, but it's going to be a heck of a lot easier to get in and out of there than it is the lakefront downtown where there's only one way in and one way out. And so you're not landlocked by water. Okay. So I just had always felt that was the perfect spot to put a football stadium. Football stadiums are not downtown assets. No matter what these politicians tell you, they're not. Look around the National Football League. Philadelphia Eagles, they're outside downtown. Yeah, you can see the skyline from it, but they're outside downtown. Giants and Jets don't even play in the state of New York, let alone the city of New York. They play in New Jersey. The 49ers play in the equivalent of Canton, Ohio, to Cleveland when you're talking about San Francisco and I think it's what, San Jose or something, where Santa Clara, where their stadium is, okay? It's a 40-50-minute drive from downtown Dallas out to Arlington to go to where the Cowboys and then the Texans Rangers have their stadiums. Ballparks and arenas, those are downtown facilities. NFL stadiums are not downtown facilities. They're just not, because they require a lot of parking lots and it's a tailgate culture, this, that, and the other. So I really love that Brook Park site. I love the idea of having a dome that positions Cleveland. We have great leadership here in terms of Destination Cleveland, Greater Cleveland Sports Commission, all led by David Gilbert and his group. All those events that they're able to bring to Northeast Ohio, imagine what those folks are now going to be able to bring to our region by having a dome, a roofed stadium. You're talking NCAA regionals that are being put in domes now, potential Final Fours. You can compete for the college football playoffs and championships. You can compete for neutral site college football games.
Bigger wrestling events.
Yeah, bigger wrestling events, concerts. The thing can be used year-round. You can use it on a Friday night and host the Browns on Sunday. Like, you can't do that at the existing stadium. So now it's on the Browns and it's in the Haslam Sports Group to bring what they've promised that this building is going to bring. Let's be very clear about that. But there's also a little bit of an insurance policy in there. If they inflated their tax revenue projections for the state of Ohio, well, there's an escrow account that's got $50 million in it. And if the projections don't match, the state starts to gets to dip into that account and balance the sheet, so to speak. And they get to do that over 16 years. And if they blow through the $50 million, the Browns got to put another $50 million in. So there's a $100 million insurance policy on state tax revenues to be generated by this complex if there's shortfalls. So the state covered their backside in this deal too. But I just think that in the competitive landscape, I saw what Indianapolis does with the dome. You look at what Detroit has done with their dome. And then also the landscape around the NFL. Washington Commanders, Philadelphia Eagles, Houston Texans want to replace their dome. Jacksonville's putting a roof over their stadium. Nashville opens a dome in 2 years. Kansas City's thinking about a dome. Like, whether you, me, or anyone else agree, disagree, like it, don't like it, whatever, the bottom line is these NFL owners want to start playing football indoors in controlled environments. And so it's nice for a change. The Browns are at the forefront of this new building boom of domes rather than us waiting 15, 20 years down the line to get one of those for ourselves.
Daryl, the lease expires after the 2028 season, so four more seasons on the lakefront?
Yes, February 1st, 2029 is the official expiration of the current lease.
So what happens in the meantime? We sit there and we enjoy football, and then over and done with, they push it into the lake?
Yeah, put it right next to the old one, right?
Exactly.
The original. And look, the city of Cleveland is still on the hook for the maintenance and the upkeep of that building for the next four seasons as well. The Browns obviously going to fulfill the terms of the lease on their end. And then, hopefully everyone's able to shake hands and move on. Because as we know, things really got nasty between all the parties involved in this thing, unfortunately.
It is kind of interesting.
Does Manco make white and orange duct tape? I mean, that's going to be the next thing we're going to have to figure out, because I cannot see the city going, okay, let's do any major renovations.
Well, they're not going to do major renovations, but there's a lot of stuff that has to, all the systems need to be maintained.
Routine maintenance has to happen.
Right. Yeah, you need some concrete repairs, remediation, because the building is not watertight and there's always water getting into the suites and stuff. So, all that stuff has to continue until the Browns are done with the building at the end of the 2028 season.
That commercial where they put that black stuff on that screen door on the boat seems to work.
Yeah, put some Flex Seal on it.
No one will know. There you go. I couldn't remember what it was called.
Daryl looking for a sponsorship right there. That was well done.
All right, actually, Daryl, use some of that in my house, believe it or not.
I want to take the political garbage out of this. And
good luck with that, Jeff.
Well, the mayor had to do his thing, whatever he thought was best. Chris Ronayne had to do his thing, whatever he thought was best. Cuyahoga Council had to do, the county council had to do their thing, the state government, everything else. I'm excited about the idea of this type of a facility and this type of a development coming to Northeast Ohio. And I personally, and Andy and I have talked about it since we went on the air, I think something like this will be great for the region. And to have it happen now, as you've said, as NFL teams are seeing the value of dome facilities, enclosed facilities, I love it. And I think once it's there, people are not going to miss going to the stadium in December and freezing your tush off.
Yeah. Well, and folks got to understand, the game has not played the way it was 40 years ago.
Correct.
Right. The way the game was played when Jim Brown and Otto Graham and Lou Groza, it just isn't.
Marion Motley's not playing anymore.
Yeah, it's a different game today. And the business of football is completely different today than it was even back in the mid-90s when Art Modell moved the original Browns, right? I mean, it's different. One other big thing that happened, I want to mention this, but I know you guys got to scoot here. The Syntax, Cuyahoga County is going to be allowed to put that on the ballot. The limit of the increase has been set by the state. Also, all three teams get to participate because voters said in 95 and in 2014, the Browns got to participate in the sin tax. And lawmakers said, yeah, you don't get to kick the Browns out of it now after the voters have twice since approved it. So I expect this fall we'll see what Chris Ronayne and County Council decide to do. But I anticipate a ballot measure being on there either this fall or sometime next year to increase that sin tax because Gateway is swimming in red ink. They are desperate for cash right now. And those buildings, the arena and the ballpark still need a lot of work done to them, even though they just both underwent significant renovation.
Daryl, great information as always. Thank you, buddy.
Well done.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
Daryl Ryder, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.